Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Birthday scam time.
We're going to call Michaela. We heard from her husband that recently she left a note on a guy's car because he parked in a handicapped spot. He did not have a handicap sticker. Raj will pretend to be that guy.
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to reach a Michaela.
Speaking.
My name is Joe Hicketts. You don't know me, but you recently left a note on my car, and I wanted to call and talk to you about that.
Okay, so you...
It was very rude.
It was rude for me to leave you the note?
Yeah, you called me a jerk, and you don't even know me.
Maybe it was rude for you to park in a handicapped parking spot without a sticker.
Well, I happen to be handicapped. I have plantar fasciitis. I didn't have the sticker now in the process.
But it's not a disability that qualifies you to be handicapped.
Well, why is this your business? It hurts to walk.
But it's not a disability. It's a hurt. It's a pain. It's not anything that requires you to have that parking spot.
Yeah, okay. It's a gray area. Okay. I don't need someone telling me.
It's more than just a gray area. What about people who really have handicaps? What about them?
There were six spots open there.
You're taking a spot because you can't walk two steps?
There were plenty of spots open there. I wasn't costing anybody. Well, what do you care? I mean, but who made you the parking sheriff?
I made me the parking sheriff.
You know, I...
What about all the other people who have disabilities and who need to park close? Because that's what those spots are for.
So you're just a busybody.
I decided to leave a note to let you know so that the next time... I was helping you out. I was actually doing you a favor.
You owe me an apology.
You owe me a thank you.
What?
You heard me.
I'm going to send you a picture of my bone spur.
How are you supposed to do that?
I will take a picture of it, and I will mail it to your address, which I also have.
Okay, sir. I'm not very comfortable you having my address.
Well, you're about to get my bone spur.
And I don't want to see your bone spur because it does not say that you're...
I'll show you a bone.
What the hell? What does that happen?
I was talking about my heel. What do you mean? What do you think I said?
Listen, sir.
Michaela.
What?
I have a confession to make. This is Dean and Raj, and we're calling to do the birthday scam from your husband, Doug.
I'm going to kill him. I was so uncomfortable.
Doug says that you like to leave notes.
No, I was afraid. I was so uncomfortable. When you said you had my address, you looked me up, and you had my phone number.
That's not real.
We do have your phone number, but Doug gave us that, so...
Yeah, I'm going to kill Doug.
Yeah, blame him. Let's blame Doug.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a picture of his bones.
All right.
No, thank you.
Well, tell him we called and we hope you have a happy birthday.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.